This week on the StoryCorps podcast, two stories about finding love later in life. First, a relationship that began 6 years ago in a hospital. Dorothy Biebrick was getting rehabilitative care for multiple sclerosis. Winslow Jackson was there because of news that had already changed his life.
On my birthday, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. 3 years later, my wife left and we were divorced. And that was undoubtedly the saddest time of my life because I felt so stranded.
I was almost 60, had the disease for over 30 years, could barely walk, and my husband died in a motorcycle accident. I was on my own. I was bewildered about where I was going or what I was going to do. But one day, I was in the gym, and this man, who invariably used my favorite piece of gym equipment, said,
"Wow, nice red scooter."
I thought, well, I've heard lines like this before, but this time it was different. We talked for 15 or 20 minutes, and I found out that he also had MS.
So we dated, oh, I'd say maybe a year and a half, and the question came up, well, how can two people with MS ever survive together? And this has been the real miracle of our relationship.
If one of our scooters goes down, the other one can pull or push
along. I've pulled her many times.
And I've pulled you.
Well, true. Fortunately, today they have medications out that can almost stop the progression of MS. So my symptoms have not really changed in the last 10 years. I certainly am very hopeful that my wife will not worsen either.
We'd like to think that we're setting good examples of how to live life.
Well, Dorothy, I want to thank you so much for being with me and being my true love.
You're so much fun to be with. I look forward to continuing to see the world with you.
Dorothy and Winslow Jackson in Atlanta. This next story starts 21 years ago when Hilda Chacon was visiting the U.S. from her native Costa Rica. That's where Pedro Moran Palma spotted her at a party.
I saw there was a beautiful lady sitting in this party, and at first I thought you were with somebody else, so I didn't get close to you. And then I realized that there was a guy who was bothering you.
I was wearing like a short skirt, and he insisted that I would go up the stairs so he would see me from behind. I was about to get into a fight with him when you came. I apologized for him being so rude and drunken, and I told you that I was divorced, that I had a kid, and I just started talking very poorly about men, saying, I don't know why people get married, and you have to put up with so much crap. How come I didn't scare you?
I found you fascinating, and I was mesmerized, I think is the right word, asombrado. And after we met, I thought about getting married. My friends were saying that I was crazy. But my whole body's telling me you cannot let this go. It's hard for people to believe that we only dated for 10 days.
Yep. And then all of a sudden you said, well, I don't make much money, but if you want, we could get married. I thought this man is either totally crazy or has the biggest cojones on earth. And something very important was how Nadia was going to react to your presence. She was 6 at the time. And I remember that the two of you sat to watch a TV show. And little by little, she started leaning on you. And then I remember she sat on your lap and put her hand over your shoulder. That's how I pictured the two of you.
We became a family.
We did. Even if you stop loving me tomorrow, I could never pay you back for all the love and affection you have given my baby.
I'm a really proud stepfather. We haven't stopped having fun since we met.
I know. I always wonder when people say, oh, everyday things kill love. I probably used to say that before I met you. But, you know, going to the market or paying the bills don't become chores, but fun things that we do. I believe that we started a conversation 20 years ago, and we have never stopped.
Yeah, I have the same feeling. These are the best years of my life. I wouldn't change them for anything.
Love you, papito.
Yo también.
The Pedro Moran Palma and his wife, Hilda Chacon, in New York. This story hits close to home for me. Hilda and Pedro are my parents. You can read both of these stories in our new book, All There Is, available now. We're also coming out with a paperback version of our last book, Mom, and you can pick up a copy on March 27th. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Nadia Raymond. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.